Let's kick things off with a look at the market action. Brian, the Dow just dipping into the red right now, but a big focus this morning, of course, the labor market, with those ADP numbers coming out. Private payrolls falling by about 301,000 for the month. Let's bring in Jared Blickery for a latest for a look at the latest market action. Jared.
That's right. That ADP print was quite the surprise, coming in at negative 301,000. The street was expecting 180,000. And this is ahead of that big jobs report that we're getting this Friday, where the median estimate is 150,000. But I counted yesterday, there are 15 analysts who think it could be a negative print, with the low estimate at negative 400,000. So that's kind of what we're gearing up for right now. Everybody's quick to say there's not a huge correlation between ADP and Friday's number, but nonetheless, it looks like the markets have come to anticipate a negative print. Most of the analyst commentary is saying that this is just going to be transitory, not in the inflation sense of the word, but in the true sense of the word, I guess. Well, here you're seeing the Dow down just 2 basis points. We're going to call that break even. NASDAQ up just a few basis points, and the S&P 500 up about 0.33%. And let's just dive into some of our heat maps here. Pretty interesting sector action. Big standout is Google, Alphabet. That stock is up 6.5% to a record high. Let's just take a one-year view of what the king of search has done. Now, this is a pretty interesting setup here. We have communication services getting a boost because Alphabet is part of that group. But you look at the sector leadership today, and after that, it's a little bit defensive. You can see real estate is in the top spot. That's up 1.5%. Also taking a look at utilities and staples and healthcare. So top row here, all the outperformers except for communication services looking a little bit defensive. And this is coming off of a pretty nice 3-day rally that we've had in a lot of those growth names that had been taking a back seat this year. Here's our travel page, and you can see a lot of red here, not too much dark red. That's centered in Southwest Airlines. They're down 3%, and then Airbnb down about 3% as well. Chinese stocks not doing well. I'm going to flip through a couple of heat maps pretty quickly here. We also have ARK Innovation Components. Those are flagging today after a nice 3-day rally. Semiconductors, not too bad. We do have the yield curve shifting lower just a bit. That's helping out some of these growth names here, but not all of them. AMD after earnings up 5%. Qualcomm also up 4%. And then Xilinx, which is being taken over by AMD this month, that stock is up about 5% as well. Let's take a look at the software space. We see more red than green here. Shopify getting a downgrade by, I believe it was Barclays. That stock is down 10%. It's had a rough go since December. Let's take a look at the two-month price action. You can see that stock down about 0.4%. And then let's go to the pharmaceutical stage. You'll remember that healthcare was one of the outperformers today. Here we're seeing CVS up over 1%. The virus stock, or the vaccine stocks like mRNA, that is down about 4%. Novavax down 9%. Going to kick it to you guys. Again, that ADP print causing a little bit of consternation, but it's all about the payroll report Friday.